Springtime is when landowners in our area think about their water wells. There is a tremendous amount of information out there about what landowners should know and should be doing to maintain their water wells. Problems include a reduction in yield water, quality changes, sediment in water, and the causes of the problems are biofouling and mineral incrustation, said Sean Elgert, Alberta Agriculture and Irrigation at the Working Well Workshop on March 4. It's important to note that overpumping can compound each of these problems. Biofouling is a nuisance bacterium that accumulates in the well over time, and it grows a slime to help it absorb nutrients and protect itself. It plugs the pores of the aquifer, the slots are holes in the casing where the water must enter the well, and it reduces the flow rate over time. Anytime you pump a well, you increase the flow of nutrients and oxygen into the well, which can increase bacteria growth, as per Elgert. Landowners want to avoid slime growing because it increases the corrosion of the middle parts of your well. Elgert recommended to disinfect by shock chlorination regularly, once or twice a year depending on how aggressive the slime is. Landowners may need to have the well cleaned first by a licensed water well contractor if the well has gone unmaintained for a long period of time. We just want to get the information out there to protect that precious groundwater resource, which is a shared resource, said Curtis Snell, Sagewood Communications, a lead presenter for the Working Well program. He summarized a list of takeaways in the virtual webinar as the important considerations for proper well care and maintenance. It is important in keeping good records. The government has a database of well drilling reports, and a landowner can contact them to get a copy for their records. Alex Blanchette with Alberta Environment and Protected Services explained that the landowner's legal land description is needed to look for the well drilling reports. Landowners can go online and search for their records themselves on the Alberta Water Well Information Database. There is an online map that will show the locations of water wells drilled in your area. Not all wells in Alberta had the original well drilling report filed, but it is worth checking to have the details of any drilled wells on the property. Records can be essential to skilled contractors in addressing repairs to a well. Regular maintenance practice is key to a good performing water well. Keep it in check annually or frequently if needed. A free water test analysis is offered by Alberta Health Services, as per Hannah Smith from Alberta Health Services. Landowners are sent a copy of the report, and if there are any health-related concerns with the sample, a public health inspector will call to provide information. Smith said they will go over the report with you, answer any questions, and make some general recommendations to guide the landowner in the right direction. It is recommended to test your well regularly, and when things like a flood occurs, contact the public health center on getting the sample bottles, instructions, and drop-off schedules. If a surface water source sample is submitted through your local health units without prior approval, the labs unfortunately will not process them. Some landowners choose to shock their water wells with chlorinate annually. Snell cautions that less is better than more in the mixtures used, and to ensure the right chemical mixture is used. It's always better to err on the side of caution. Landowners can have a contractor come out to shock the well so the method can be observed by the landowner. This can build the landowner's confidence in completing this process themselves in the future. Bleach bought at the grocery store is an option, but caution was given that once the bottle is opened, it loses strength quickly and may not provide the desired results. Snell suggests if you have an older untamed water well, contact a licensed water well contractor for advice on what you should do, or you shouldn't do. A list of water well contractors is available on WWDA.ca. Well pits are no longer acceptable practice, and landowners should look at upgrading those well pits. Well pits pose a higher risk of contamination from multiple sources, and landowners should make sure that they are up to standard to protect your water source. Unused or abandoned wells should be decommissioned properly. The water well caps are important, and they should be inspected to ensure they are in good working order. Landowners can consider upgrading their well caps to the vermin-proof well cap, adding an extra level of protection for your water well. The vermin caps even keep out small insects. Inspecting the land around your well on a regular basis is part of regular water well maintenance. Alberta experts are holding virtual working well workshops to share information with anyone interested in attending the free webinar. You can register for the workshops or access important water well resources on the website www.alberta.ca/working-well-overview.